So every once in a while, you know, you spend an hour or two preparing a little meditation, and you know you're praying about it, and you're thinking it through, and you're making up a document, and you got some good questions for the congregation, and then every once in a while, you know, your computer just like decides to lose the document. I seriously had it saved and everything, and I closed it, save, you know, close, entitled it Easter Sunday, April 21st, and it's gone. So we're just gonna go with it a little bit here. But the great thing is that we have some aids for us this morning, and like we did at the Good Friday service, we have these Stations of the Cross. So we're going to look at this one here. I'm going to put it up on the screen too, just so you have it. But first, we're going to read some scripture together. We're going to read some scripture that I've got up on the screens there in a moment. What's that? I'm getting this and then a point. So I think that means stop the talking. I think that's what that means. Thank you very much. I know it's sometimes difficult with kids, and that's totally fine. In fact, I think some kid chatter and excitement is actually a sign of the kingdom, actually, and of life and exuberance and stuff. So please don't feel bad if you have to, you know, if your kids are kind of bouncing a little bit. Totally fine. But we're going to read some scripture, and we're going to engage with this picture a little bit, this piece of art, this artist by the name of Scott Erickson from Portland, who kind of created these Stations of the Cross, which we're going to, like I said, leave up. But I just invite you, as we read the scripture, to read it meditatively, to think about it, to chew on the meat that's there. And it's not a lot of scripture, but they're kind of those kind of verses that really pack a punch, you know. And to kind of just let it breathe a little bit, and kind of try to engage with the Spirit of God who is here, who is amongst us and in us, and leading us and guiding us, right? Yeah. And if you follow Jesus inside of you too. So we're going to try to kind of engage scripture that way, not just kind of read through it, just kind of like a, you know, reading from your mind kind of thing. Of course we read it there, but we want to chew on it and see what God might be saying to us through scripture and through this visual representation of the fact that Jesus rose, of this resurrection Sunday, and see what he might say to us, see what he might do in us and through us. Okay, so that's kind of the invitation. And I think that's all I'm going to say about that. So let's read together, and I'll try to move so you can see. Let me just pray. Hold on. Let's spend a moment. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, thank you for your activity and presence amongst us. Thank you for your life. And Lord, I pray just like we ripped open those curtains and tore them off the windows, that this morning your Spirit would do the same in our hearts. That those dusty, shadowy places inside of us, that it would shine. And that your breath of fresh air would blow on us. And so we welcome this morning. And Lord, as we pause to consider, to contemplate, to think about, to dwell on your resurrection, Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain for us, that bore the sin of the whole world, that we would encounter you. Simply that we would encounter you. Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. and the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. Let's read that again together. Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. Let's read this together. He himself carried our sins in his body on the cross, so that we would be dead to sin and live for righteousness. Our instant healing flowed from his wounding. You were like sheep that continually wandered away, but now you have returned to the true shepherd of your lives, the kind guardian who lovingly watches over your souls. He himself carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we would be dead to sin and live for righteousness. Our instant healing flowed from his wounding. You were like sheep that continually wandered away, but now you have returned to the true shepherd of your lives, the kind guardian who lovingly watches over your souls. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. This is Jesus speaking directly to us. Let's read it again, but you know how to read it like it should be read. All right? Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I'm alive forever and ever. I hold the keys to death and Hades. Amen? Just take a moment and look at this picture through the eyes of those scriptures that we just read. What do you see there? What do you see?
I see the rock. Jesus is the good shepherd, maybe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What else do you see? Oops, sorry. New life. Rising out of a dead stump. The root of Jesse.
A shepherd's staff?
Yes. What else do we see? A cross. What else do we see? What's that? The leaves are us. You see the leaves as you, Steve. He's the shoot, we're the leaves.
The leaves that fell off the tree in Station 6 are now coming back to life.
Absolutely. You get check out Station 6, which I think it might be right there afterwards.
You know that scripture says, I'm the vine and you are the branches, and anything that I'm the vine and you are the branches, and anything that bears good fruit stays with me, but anything that doesn't. So I just see like the leaves that are the like we're the leaves, and Jesus is the vine, like he's holding everything. Yeah. I don't know, does that make sense? The branches, like,
totally makes sense. The vine, the branches, Jesus. Us? Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Yeah.
It's kind of like bringing the Old and New Testament together, because like the root of Jesse, right? And it's kind of like King David being the good shepherd, right, of Israel, and then Jesus being the good shepherd of us. And it's like the old being birthed out of the new, like the Old Testament and the New Testament is a fulfillment of the Old Testament, so it's being birthed out of the Old Testament.
Beauty. That's us, church. What else do you see? Anything else? Yeah. Two more here.
There's energy in those new leaves. They're just pulsing with life. They're just, the buds are exploding right now.
Mm-hmm.
The stump is the good foundation for new growth.
Beautiful. Did I get? Oh, you're just pointing at the screen. Okay. You're not getting my. Oh, is there someone else? Oh, sorry, Lurley.
The stump representing death, the tree coming out of it representing new life with leaves and flourishing. Hope.
Hope. Yep.
I don't see the stump as dead. I see like they tried to kill the stump, but obviously they didn't.
I like it. They tried. I should say we tried. That's the message of the first half of the book of Acts, right? You killed him, but God raised him. We killed him. Our sin tried to keep him there. He didn't die for our sins. Whoa, what? Wait a minute, Andy. He didn't die for our sins only. He died because of our sins. Sin being a word, like the guys at the men's retreat last week with our bows and arrows, there was, I don't know, there was about 30 of us shooting bows and arrows. And four of us got bullseyes. All the other arrows missed the mark. That's the word, sin. Missed the mark. You might say, Andy, you're going soft on sin. No. Missing the mark has really lethal consequences, actually, represented here. Missing the mark has really lethal consequences. And what's our mark? What's our mark? What are we aiming for? What are we created for? To be what? To be one with God. To be with God. Union with God. Communion with God. Right? That separation is what sin accomplished. We missed the mark. Our sin, he died because of that. The worst that humanity, the worst that the fallen creation could throw at God himself, that's what happened at the cross. The very worst, all the ways that we've missed the mark, that we've not hit the bullseye. And I'm talking personally, you, me, I'm talking corporately, the systems of oppression and injustice that are there, all of that thrown at Jesus. Our sin put him there. He didn't die for our sin. He died because of our sin. And in doing so, like willingly stretched himself out on that cross. Sometimes they say, don't go soft on sin. I say, don't go soft on love. Look at what love does. Look at what love does. When we come to this table, look at what love does. Death and all of the ways we miss the mark tried to put him on this cross and did put him on this cross. But just like the great reversal, like in the The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, is that the one? Aslan dies, right? Right? It's like death imploded on itself. It ate itself up. It showed its true colors. It like imploded. It was like we thought we had him. We threw our best at God because Jesus is God. Right?
Amen.
And it's not, this isn't this kind of thing where there's God the Father who's like the executioner who executes. No, this was God. Amen. The best that we could throw at, the best that all of hell and demons and Satan, like everything, tried to keep him here, but it imploded. It totally backfired. It was like the biggest joke. Like last year, Easter was right on April Fool's, and that's a traditional thing, is to tell jokes on Easter. Why? Because the biggest joke of all was right here. Not a joking kind of like a mockery kind of way, but it was the biggest joke that God pulled on Satan. Sucker. Like completely inside out. It completely imploded. He entered death. He entered death. He took on all of the ways that we missed it. The ways we screwed up. The ways we have been separated. The things that we have done. The thoughts that we have thought about. The desires of our heart that lead us astray. All of that stuff. It completely was like it. I don't know how else to say it other than it imploded. It was like this great implosion, like a black hole kind of like sucking in and on itself. And it wasn't strong enough for Jesus. He was resurrected. The best, or the worst maybe, the strongest, the most that could be thrown at him wasn't enough. Death, where is your victory? Tell me, death, where's your sting? This is what I'm getting out of that picture. Sorry, I took a little bit longer than you did. Amen? This is what we celebrate this morning. Not only that, though. Not only that. What does Paul say about Jesus? What kind of fruit was he? The second fruit of all creation. No. The first fruit, right? So that stump, that kind of the new life coming out of there that we saw, right? The resurrected life of Jesus, that he like left the grave, left that tomb and was resurrected into a new life. That's our promise. Not only that, that's our reality. And we can live into that. Our greatest hope is resurrection. That's our greatest hope. That is the message of Easter, and that's the message that every time we come to this table here and take this bread and dip it into this juice here, or that bread, that gluten-free bread, and dip it into that juice, crackers, gluten-free crackers, that's what we celebrate. That's what we welcome into our very lives right now, that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, gave him a new body, and that at the end time, like when things are all kind of, when all of this is all sort of wrapped up and fully consummated, not going down in flames, but being renewed, a new heaven and a new earth, right? Behold, we sang this morning, I'm making all things new, starting with Jesus, and then through us, in us and through us. This is what we do. And so when we say, God, thank you for your body broken for me. It was broken for me. The worst that I could do, it couldn't hold you there. Inside out, upside down, implosion. The great reversal. Thank you for that. And dipping it into the juice there. Your blood spilled for me, the blood of the new covenant that I make with you. And we can live into that. We can welcome that life, that life-giving breath into us. And it sustains us and makes us new. Amen? Okay, let's stand up and we're going to pray a prayer here. And then we're just going to continue. The worship band, you guys can come on up. Just be ready. And Luann, you can come. and then we're just going to pray this prayer together. We're just going to, again, pray it from your heart. Pray it and chew on it. Welcome the Spirit, okay? And then we're just going to continue to have some songs. And as you feel led, you come to the table. Do your business with the Lord, i.e., welcome His life into you. For real. Like this table and the Spirit that's represented here can fill us with new life. We can reach for it. We might not feel it all the time. And all the things that come as we welcome His life into us, the joy, the hope, the patience, the long suffering. Right? Amen. This is it, guys. Like there's nothing else of greater importance than this. So come with that reverence to this table, but also come with that excitement and that hope that He loves you. And He wants to invite you completely into that love and into that life and into that light. Okay? Okay? Okay. Awesome.